说中文。
Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese. Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese.
Hi, welcome to Chinese Pod. I'm John.
大家好，我是 Jenny.
Jenny, we've got an intermediate lesson today, right?
嗯，对。那你有没有发现，现在在中国很多的小朋友？小孩子都有点胖。
Yeah, there is kind of a rising obesity problem among the children in China, right?
对，因为现在都是一个孩子，所以条件很好。
Yeah, they get everything they want, right?
那今天的对话呢，就有这样的一个小孩子。
Okay, so we've got a parent and a child.
对的。
And this kid maybe has a little bit of an eating problem.
而且今天的对话非常的 dramatic.Unexpected. 我们现在就听一下吧。
All right, let's do it.
Xiao Peng, 你又偷吃？
没有。
别藏了，让我看看。好啊，你又吃薯片，那是什么？
可乐，
谁让你买的？
我好久没吃了，都快饿傻了。
饿了吃个苹果就好，干嘛吃这些垃圾食品？
苹果没味道。
你看你胖的，再偷吃这些热量高的东西，就送你去小胖的训练营。
John，那个音乐很好玩哈，噔噔噔噔噔噔。
Yeah, the music is very well suited to this lesson.
对，听到这个音乐，你就知道有人在偷吃，好像。
偷吃。
对。
So that's one of the important words here. So 偷, first tone means to steal, right?
对，就是别人不知道，然后你做一件事情。
So 偷吃, does that mean you're eating when you shouldn't be eating, or you're stealing other people's food?
都可以。那今天的对话里面呢？偷吃就是说你不应该吃，但是你吃了。
Okay, and the mom says, 你又偷吃。
所以小胖经常偷吃，对吧？又偷吃。
So, yo, you're doing it again. It's happened in the past and it's happening again.
对。
So, what did you call him just now? What's his name?
小胖。
Is this his name or his nickname?
他的小名吧 ,nickname。
Okay, so 小胖 little fat.
如果英文这样说是非常的不礼貌。
Yeah, you wouldn't call your own child like fatty or whatever. That would be like hurting his,
对的,
his self-esteem, right?
伤害他。但是中文里面，小胖是很可爱的。
Okay. So it's an objective fact that he is a bit overweight.
对。
And calling him 小胖 is just an endearing nickname.
是的，是的。
All right, so Chinese can be much more straightforward than English sometimes.
没错。
We think we're objective, but...
对啊。
All right, so 小胖。
那小胖在偷吃。所以他不想让妈妈看到。
Right.
但妈妈还是发现了，就跟他说，别藏了，别藏了。
Okay, so the mother knows that he's eating.
对啊。
And she's like, don't hide it, don't try to hide it.
嗯。
So the word for hiding something.
藏, 藏。
Okay, second tone, C-A-N-G.
对的，别藏了啊。那有的时候我们玩 hide and seek, 你可以跟一个人说，别藏了，我已经看到你了。
Alright, so it could be a person hiding themselves,
对啊,
or it could be hiding a thing.
都是藏。
藏, okay.
那小胖的妈妈有点生气哦。她说，好啊你，又吃薯片。好啊你。
Yeah, let's look at that. It's really easy words. But when you put them together, what are we actually saying here?
其实好啊你说的就是你做了不应该做的事情。
Okay.
所以有一点 blame
的。So this 好啊 is kind of like, oh, that's just great.
对对。
Like you're getting angry.
是的。
And then in Chinese, when you blame someone, you often put 你 at the end.
好啊你。
Okay. So she's angry.
对。那为什么她生气呢？因为小胖又吃薯片，又吃薯片。
Okay, so 薯片。
对的。
Third tone, fourth tone. Literally potato slices.
是的。
Potato chips.
很好吃啊，薯片。但是不健康，对吧
？Jenny, you don't eat potato chips, do you? You're too skinny.
我非常爱吃薯片，其实。
Really?
那小胖还喝可乐，对吧？他妈妈就问他说：“谁让你买的？谁让你买的
？”Okay, so this is another angry sentence.
嗯。
谁让你买的？ So we have this word 让,
对,
fourth tone. It can mean make someone do something. It can mean let someone do something.
是的。
So in this context,
其实在这里呢，这个重点不是说谁让你买的，而是说你不应该买这些东西。
Okay, so literally she's saying, who let you buy that?
对。
But the meaning is,Who said you could buy that?
没错，你不能买这些东西。
Okay.
谁让你买的？
So can we hear that one more time?
谁让你买的？
Can you get a little madder, Jenny?
我不能啊，我试一下啊。谁让你买的？
Ooh, gets faster.
那小胖就说，哎呀，我好久都没吃了，都快饿傻了，饿傻了。
Okay, so 都快饿傻了。
哎。
So we have this 都。Even,
对,
meaning it's about to get really bad.
是的。
And then, 快 something 了 means it's about to happen.
那什么 is about to happen 呢？就是他要饿傻了。
So, 饿 meaning hungry.
对。
傻 meaning going stupid.
Silly, 对吧？
So, starve to the point of silliness. like brain damage or something.
是，其实就跟那个饿死了差不多的意思哈。
饿傻了。
都是一种夸张的说法。
Okay. So if you do something stupid, you can just claim that you've 饿傻了。
对，是因为
you're hungry.
饿，对啊。那妈妈说，哎呀，饿了吃个苹果就好。真无聊，吃个苹果，饿了吃个苹果就好。
All right, so the mother's advice is to eat an apple. Let's look at this grammar though, it's a little tricky. So how does it go?
饿了吃个苹果就好。
So the first thing she says is 饿了, meaning to get hungry.
对。If you're hungry.
All right, so there's an if implied there.
是的。
So if you're hungry, then...
吃个苹果就好。
So eat an apple, and then it'll be fine.
对。
Right, so this 就 is like telling what the result
是一个对 result
eating the apple is going to be. So
对的。
So can we hear that all together one more time?
饿了吃个苹果就好。
Okay.
那你还能说比如很累哈，累了睡一觉就好。
Okay. So in Chinese, if the connection is logical enough, you don't need all these if and then, all these extra words.
对的，都可以省略哈。那小胖吃的薯片啊、可乐啊，这些都是垃圾食品，垃圾食品。
Okay, so that's a pretty direct translation of
junk
food.
垃圾食品。
So the mother has two very angry blaming sentences that we looked at before. What are they?
好啊你，好啊你。谁让你买的？谁让你买的？
And now we have another one, which is
你看你胖的，你看你胖的，哦，很 hurtful 啊。
Yeah, it's kind of mean, but anyway, she's saying, look how fat you are.
对。
But let's look at this grammar. So you look at you fat, but we have this 的 at the end.
哎，是的。
胖的。So what's going on there?
其实这个的，后面说的是你看你胖的样子，但是我们可以不说样子。
Okay, so like look at your fat appearance.
对。
Literally, look at how fat you are.
是的。所以你看你胖的英文就是
Look how fat you are.
对。我们也可以说你看你瘦的或者你看你累的。
Okay, so in English we would say, look how thin you are, or you look so tired.
对。
But we wouldn't say you look so fat or look how fat you are.
但是中国比较直接，爸爸妈妈也很直接。
Okay, so Chinese is much more direct.
Tough love. 那最后妈妈还有一点像威胁她哈
threat.
Yeah. 因为妈妈说，再偷吃这些热量高的东西，就送你去小胖子训练营。我们先来看看前一部分啊。
Okay.
再偷吃这些热量高的东西。
So if you sneak this kind of food again, all right, so what kind of food is it?
热量高的东西。
Okay, so it's 东西 things, 热量高的。So 热量 is calorie.
没错。
Literally meaning like heat amount.
对啊。
Because in science, calorie is a measure of energy.
对。
That comes off in heat, right?
嗯。
So not just calories, but...
热量高的。
So things that are high in calories.
没错,热量高的东西。那我们也可以说高热量的东西。
So... High calorie things.
没错。
So 热量 two fourth tones, that's calorie.
是。那再偷吃这些热量高的东西会怎么样呢?
Okay, so here's where the threat comes in.
就送你去小胖子训练营。 小胖子训练营。
Okay, so 小胖子 literally little fatty.
对，然后训练营其实就是一个 camp.
Camp.
对、啊。
Alright, so 训练。
嗯。
X-U-N-L-I-A-N.
对，两个第四声。
Okay, two fourth tones. 训练 means to train.
对。
And 营。
营其实就是一个 camp.
Camp.
嗯。
So literally it's little fatty training camp. 营 is second tone.
嗯。
So fat camp is
小胖子训练营，小胖子训练营。其实在中国每次学校放假的时候啊，就会有很多小胖子训练营。
In Shanghai too?
对，现在越来越多。
Maybe especially in Shanghai, right?
大城市哈，因为条件好嘛，小胖子也多一点。
Alright, so let's listen to that dialogue one more time.
好。
Greetings everyone and welcome to Chinese Pod Trivia. Our first question is, how long will it take you to become an intermediate Chinese speaker using the Chinese Pod app? Is it A, the rest of your life? B, you should already be an intermediate speaker? C, 3 months? Or D, Chinese Pod has an app?
You should already be in...
Ooh, that is incorrect. The correct answer is C, 3 months. That's right. Head over to ChinesePod.com now to register for your access to over 4,000 lessons.Get the Chinese Pod app now on Google Play or the App Store.
Xiao Peng, 你又偷吃？
没有。
别藏了，让我看看。好啊，你又吃薯片，那是什么？
可乐，
谁让你买的？
我好久没吃了，都快饿傻了。
饿了吃个苹果就好，干嘛吃这些垃圾食品？
苹果没味道。
你看你胖的，再偷吃这些热量高的东西，就送你去小胖的训练营。
All right, so Jenny, let's talk a little bit about this fat camp, the cultural issue.
小胖子训练营。诶，我想问你，就是美国有没有啊？
Yes, America does have fat camps.
嗯。
I've never been.
你不需要。因为之前我以为可能有点不 politically correct, 所以在美国也许没有 fat camp.
Yeah, that's the thing. In the United States, this issue is very complicated. Like,we admit there's an obesity problem in the States.
对。
But we also don't want to discriminate. We want to be sensitive to people.
对。
So it's kind of difficult. It's like walking in a minefield trying to deal with this issue. But in China, it's not.
对，我们好像就很直接的会说太胖了，要减肥。
Yeah.
怎么那么胖？对吧？
You're too fat, lose weight.
是的，文化很不一样哈。
Yeah, so are there still fat camps in the States? I don't even know. But maybe our users know. So if you'd like to talk about this, please come to ChinesePod.com to the discussion and let us know.
好，我们明天再见。
再见。
As usual, ChinesePod provides an extensive selection of learning materials for this lesson on its website, www.chinesepod.com. You can access this lesson directly with the lesson number
0949.
So just go to www.chinesepod.com/0949 and you will find a transcript, vocabulary, and much more. The link again, www.chinesepod.com/0949.